Hello, listeners. Welcome again to this second message from the Queensland Branch Committee of Blind Citizens Australia. The theme for the news, this time, is getting out of the house to meet other vision-impaired people should you wish to do that, and doing so confidently and safely. There will be several names and phone numbers mentioned, so please organise your preferred way to record helpful information for later in this message. And if you miss a phone number you want, you can always replay the message. This time, we will mention vision-impaired support groups which we know about, meeting in Brisbane, in Toowoomba, and in Cairns. If you know of others, would you please let your committee know so we can let others know as well? The Cairns Low Vision Group meets at the RSL each month on the second Wednesday at 10 a.m. The person to contact is Pam on 0-4-2-4-8-9-6-6-0-1. At Toowoomba, the Vision Support Group meets at McDonald's in Margaret Street, North Toowoomba, opposite the Grand Central Shopping Centre on the second Friday of the month. Phone Joyce on 4-6-3-2-6-0-1-9. In Brisbane, there are two low vision support groups, a north and, yes, a south side group. The group focusing on the north side meet in the city on the third Friday of the month from 9:30 a.m. Contact Jenny for more details. 3-2-6-3-4-8-1-0. The Southerners meet at the Garden City Shopping Centre Library, Upper Mount Gravatt, on the second Tuesday of the month. Contact Peter on 3-3-4-5-7-4-2-1. There is also a fishing group meets every second Thursday, weather permitting, for fishing around the Redcliffe area. All equipment, bait, morning tea and a sausage sizzle provided for a small fee. Limited transport available from Bald Hills Railway Station. Great opportunity to relax and get some sea air while sharing with others. For more information, contact Debbie on 0-4-2-4-5-4-5-4-2-4. Speaking of attending things, Guide Dogs Queensland at Bald Hills in Brisbane has a range of leisure activities you may be interested in. Classes in clay sculpture, self-defense, mosaics, and yoga are all designed to help people with low or no vision connect with other people, enjoy activities, share experiences, and form new friendships. Lauren Glasgow is your person to contact on 3500906 0. Your committee is always glad to publicise information which could be of interest to blind and vision-impaired listeners, so do let us know of any relevant material you have. The question of safe travel to and from those gatherings in particular, and all travel in general, is something of concern for all of us as vision-impaired people. Not least among the issues to do with travel is confidently being able to independently catch buses. There is a new app being developed called Hi-Low, especially designed to enable its users to identify and so approach their bus. This and other issues to do with mobility will be discussed in the August branch meeting of Blind Citizens Queensland, which will be held either in person at the Garden City Library, Upper Mount Gravatt, Corner Logan and Kessels Road, Mount Gravatt, or else via Zoom on August 17, 2024. For further information on any of the matters mentioned in this newsletter, please either phone our president, Adrian Watson, on 0-4-7-7-6-7-4-4-0-1 or email the secretary, Stefan, on queensland@bca.org.au. That is all for this message. Thank you for listening.